Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network as January 26, 2007, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443, and Parker Pathways is a show that connects Beltway, little medical opinions, law opinions, and what's going on around the world. It connects all these things that has to do with our what we call political and health salvation, and also puts you ahead on some future company developments from intellectual property analysis, and puts you in a better shape to have the knowledge to put some dots together, because you have to put dots together, and you can't do that unless you've got a little knowledge base to work with, you know, work from and work with it. I want to wish for tomorrow a good Australian Day for Australia, for our Australian listeners, and I appreciate all the emails. I'm behind about 900 emails, but I'm catching up to you, and I'll answer everybody in terms of group subjects, which I have on the air, and try to put forth guidance for where you can be connected out and do in another way of looking at things that are going on. It sometimes gets camouflaged in the presidential candidate election formats. I want to have the listeners aware of something I've been talking about for, I did five shows last year concerning who owns your body. And there's a Ohio Supreme Court case that heard an argument on Wednesday whether the brain, heart, or other body parts are removed during an autopsy if they should be returned to the relatives of the deceased instead of being destroyed as medical waste. As it stands now in the United States, you do not own your body and haven't since 1976. And I've talked about this many times in terms of how the contaminants in our food and water and the medical protocols, these are what I'm talking about in terms of having to have this change.
The ideology powering the Democrats.
And we'll talk about it at the other end of the break. The idea is to have a right to bury their son as a case, and it's in 88 counties in Ohio. And the real question that will end up in the Supreme Court of the United States is about the treatment of bodies after death. And this is going to turn out to be a core question that will have to be developed in terms of the new healthcare systems that the United States government wants to put together. So we'll talk about this at the other end of the break, and we'll pursue what we're calling survival in terms of healthcare and global law. 800-313-9443, Parker Pathways.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker, January 26, 2007. I wanted to mention something that is going on on the Beltway that is not really reaching the healthcare argument that Democrats or Republicans or the Independents are trying to put forth. There's a movement that's been around for a long time, but now it's really taking shape to have what is called a healthcare credit score. Now, this credit score will be based on the United Nations Human Development Index, which means that translated to find they have patients be able to pay their medical bills, and this is called medical FICO, and under a federal insurance company organization. It's right of a template. The United Nations is what they're presenting in the back rooms as of Monday of last week. And the health credit score is to be part of the United States government plan to have only certain people be tested or treated in certain ways. And and I'll be talking about that in this show Oh, I understand that I'm that we're not a show. We're a program. But I was reminded about that last night by an emailer, and I think, well, we are a show, but we are also a program. But my response is, you want to know what the show is. The show is trying to get people off the stage real fast so they don't say things on these political campaigns. And I'm not being politically selective or being politically correct. I think we're in huge dangers. When you see the plans that the United States government has turned into a total socialist concept, which will be brought out in tomorrow's State of the Economy speech by the President of the United States, you can really see the direction that we're going in. This direction has, if you start selecting out the concepts of what I call who lives and dies on the expectation rates, this is what I was talking about in the year 2006 in the chloramine causes collateral health damage, which you can find, by the way, on Republic Broadcasting Network's homepage. And down the left, you can click that on and you can get a view of how the so-called disinfectants are now added to. We have 500 more disinfectant byproducts in the drinking water. We have 700 more pure cancerous products in the reusable and recycled water system that's going into the food. And that's why I'm interested in the national initiative of toilet to table to tap, or toilet to tap to table, which is a better sequence because that's exactly the way this separate ecology works in the real world. And we're serious about this because the economy of the United States of America is dependent on people growing food, but more than they're importing it. And if you affect someone's immune system based upon their health condition based upon this new score of the health credit score, which will be used similar, be just like another credit score system that you have on people today, you're going to affect the direct, not the cost, or cut the cost, or direct the profits. You're going to develop a whole new system of what is called population segregations of health. They're called population segregations and statistics, and this is exactly what's happening. If you affect somebody's direct immune system by any number of ways and then put it under the guise that what you're going to do is give vaccinations, which is exactly what the United Nations and the United States have in mind, you end up with a template which comes out of the 1928 writings of fascism. This was deployed word for word in the development of fascism, and now it's called something else. The basis of socialism and the rest of it that go with it. But in the healthcare costs and the rest of it that goes on, the Democrats are telling the public they'll move away for single payer concepts of health, and what they want is a government run option. The Republicans have what I call the 50% idea. In other words, 50% of the people can develop a better way to pay the care for the care, but the other 50% can be managed in a different universal coverage. The Democrats want all of it universal coverage with the templates and the health credit score. That's something to think about. That's something to really think about. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll pursue another aspect of what we call plant to animal and to economics.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, call-in number is 800-313-9443 on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to deviate just a little bit with the idea. I'm going to give you a spoof. It's supposed to be a spoof, but you call this cafeteria talk in the Beltway. This is with Barbara Boxer, who's one of the representatives in the Congress from California, a very Democrat, and there's a spoof of an act which they call No Abilities Act, and the way the congressmen talk in the closets is that about one half of the population is figured as just as no non-enabling people, they call it. They're going to say it's called the Non-Enabling Person Act. This is a spoof. This is just a talk about what they want to put in the Congress on the next go-around, particularly if the Democrats get in. You got to figure with no job skills. We've got one half of the population with no job skills. And the whole idea is to have the No Abilities Act, which is really, as I said, not going to be the real name of all of these laws that they want to put in, which is under the copied under the French country of France's idea of no abilities and having socialized care. And so you have the whole key. I just want to make a point that in terms of the Parker Pathway show, you know, the whole deal of being able to understand your ability to get ahead on your job or to be able to improve your work skills or to even have ideas to have improvements of continuing education classes that might be helpful in improving your job skills. I try on every show to present at least 3 to 5 different ways that you can add value to your company, even if you have your own company. I feel strongly about it, and it isn't a question of being ridiculed by Congress that one half of the population doesn't have any abilities. Well, it's true if you look at it from the standpoint of how tax laws are written in such a way that corporations are favored for outsourcing, or are there other ways that jobs are lost because of tax benefits and tariffs with other countries. And you need to. Some people don't get 30 days notice when they're asked to leave a company. Electronic companies just announce it on the bulletin board now. They don't even bother. They say, well, 1,500 people are going to be gone today. So where today, you know, like pick up your lunchbox and clean your desk if you've got one. So this is the way that the United States of America is being run right now. And I feel the exact opposite, that people are very, very intelligent. You just have to nurture it. And I just want to remind you that I really take offense to Congress being very, quote, snooty about the population of the United States and say, well, they just don't have it together, so, you know, we're going to create these bogus ideas. Anyway, I've had my say on that particular point, and I'll debate that with just about anyone, what I just said. I think the Congress is very elitism. In terms of misjudging the public tremendously. I want to jump back to where we talked about on the last show on zoonosis, which is a communication of various forms of diseases and viruses and other kinds of attributes to humans from animals. And who drink certain? They drink the water, actually, and actually, there have other aspects of how it affects plants. I was slowly getting into that in the last show, but I won't have time on this program to go into the other extent of zoonosis, but which is the transfer of these various communications. Communications can be in the form of chemical, tactile communications, plants' awareness of knowing. Senses from humans. This has all been shown in science over and over again. But there's a little story in the Chinese newspaper that a very rare plant is growing that can eat small rats. So in other words, the plant can eat the small rats, and this is found in Australia's Cape York Peninsula. And a person by the name of James Cook, university botanist Charles Clark, found this species in a very undisclosed swamp location near the Jardine River in Australia, and they're trying to keep this place secret because this carnivorous plant, it grows like a vine, and according to their science report, It grows to about 10 inches in height, and it mainly eats ants and small insects and an occasional lizard. But now this plant has genetically changed to eating rats that come by. This is a very important point because a lot of the adaptations that occur from plant to animal are transferred in ways that we cannot quite accommodate in our world because we've contaminated our water and food supply so tremendously. I jump over to a form of a worm which causes whirling disease. And this whirling disease occurs in hatcheries for wild rainbow trout populations. There's a very sophisticated study in Colorado, which at the research lab at the Red Feather Lake. That's northwest of Fort Collins, Colorado. And I've been there and know a lot about the area. And it's but this little tiny worm can cause this whirling disease in fish, and it causes deformities in frogs and also to New Zealand mud snails, and who crowd out the native mollusks in New Zealand. And the process of this is that the whirling disease worm has developed what are called, what makes it interesting on the other, its own microscopic psychology in terms of how it develops itself. And this is the point that any kind of neurotoxicity that can occur in the brain as a result of the products that we now put into the water, it's been shown over and over again on peer review studies, which the government refuses now to even acknowledge their own work, from chlorine in the water and in our particular water. In some countries, they don't want to use chlorine in the water just for this one reason. And the idea that it affects the various organisms to change their psychology. A disinfectant is supposed to be something that's going to change or kill or have a lethal dose 50. It's called LD50. And in other words, you increase your dose and you can kill 50% of that population, particularly for the Giardia lambia or the liver fluke. The reason it doesn't do that. In other words, what's happening is that there is a transfer of various diseases that are occurring from mutagenic concepts, which I've talked about on many shows. And this affects the economies of whole countries, whole countries, not part of a country. You take a concept of avian cholera, which has just in the past few days has killed 15,000 plus birds in Utah's Great Salt Lake. And the birds are just falling dead from the sky. And this particular disease is caused by Pastorella multicodia, which is it's the most prevalent infectious pathogen in North America, waterfowl. And it doesn't affect humans, but if you pick up the bird or pets chew on the bird, then they're going to receive this organism. What the public does not know, which is the fact that in the change of the temperature of the water in the concept, this organism now creates a new mindset chemically to attack humans. So, and this is the reality of the economics of the concept of being affected economically in such a way that you have to figure out other ways to end run what is called the attack on the cell walls of human beings. And so when scientists talk about creating synthetic organisms, remember that they're doing that because we don't have the immune systems that we had when we first started on our life path close to a million years ago. When we come back at the other end of the break, I'm going to mention a few things about synthetic organisms and their effect on the synthetic biologicals that are being created.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Sherwin Parker, and we have Republic Broadcasting Network. And support the station as much as you can, because if the fairness doctrine kicks in with the new administration going in there, why, there may be some limits what can be said. You take the past 15 minutes of what I've exposed in terms of the rat-eating vine, the concept of the genetic change concerning populations. I have just been talking about a total on the world, on the global situation with the United Nations does not want the public to know, a total of what I've been talking about for the past 15 minutes affects approximately a half a billion people. The economies of four countries and the development of a whole new science. And part of that science, these companies that work in like Amgen has is on the stock market. Of course, you know that, but they're testing a product called Denosumbo. That is a product that's spelled D-E-N-O-S-U-M-M-A-B, M-A-B standing for the N genetic code in that drug, and it's in a clinical trial system right now that's passing into another stage for distribution, and it's for brittle bones. For the treatment of brittle bones, and these are bone mineral densities, and that change from genetic codes that are the result of animal transmissions. This particular drug by Amgen will, of course, their shares rose 5.2% in after-hours trading on Friday. This will probably turn out to be about an $835 million product. That's the estimate on his system at the moment. This is part of synthetic of the organism development. You take Craig Venter, who has developed the genome or the gene, you know, the gene systems on the Craig Venter Institute in Rockville, Maryland, who is responsible for using the PCR technique or the polychromatic replication system to replicate the genes into a system be analyzed in various ways for protein identification and matching between animals' genetic codes and human genetic codes. And they've come up with a three-step process to create a synthetic organism, and they have succeeded in that. And, of course, this is in creating an artificial genome of a mycoplasma. And the reason mycoplasma was picked was it wasn't a question of it was easier. It was a question of mycoplasmas, of which there are hundreds and hundreds of them, but they are part of the bioterrorism of the world, which was started by Dr. Anthrax in the Saddam Hussein era in Iraq. And they're innocent-looking funguses, and we have mycoplasmas all around us. Some just do not harm humans, some others do. And but this kind of process is that the gene code has been found, but the process to what is called, you could say, boot up the genome of a donor bacteria to form life, that has not been found. So the man-made living organism is going to be used to try to overcome some of these transferative zoonoses, which will affect most of the world's population or demise, and that's the reality of it. The whole process of being able to develop a replicating bacteria to be helpful to humans is really the goal. The idea of having ways for plants to use carbon dioxide or to make biofuels is one of the standard goals that can be within our lifetime. I fully think that this particular drive of finding the genome signal to turn on a synthetic organism will be within the next easily 16 months, unless something else happens. We have a world war, or by that time, or the bioterrorist concept increases, and then this kind of research will be accelerated on the level of the Manhattan Project, and that was forming the atom bomb during the Second World War. This brings us to just a quick comment about the people on the Palestinians are going across Gaza Strip and the kinds of products that they want at the other end of the line. Most of it's based around electricity and water and medicine. I remember one time on all that Mideast discussion, overhearing, they said, well, they were talking about chloramine then, and they just increased the dose on that side of the peninsula, and that caused the present situation that we have now. I wanted to get to that neurotoxicity of that on the poisoning situations, particularly in Russia, where they use chloramine as the poison of choice at the KGB level. At the same time, we'll jump now to tying in something else, which will come back into the second hour of the program later. But right now I'm setting up the stage for, while that was going on, there was a meeting at Davos, Switzerland, this past week. And these were all the chief executive officers of Coca-Cola Company and Nestle and SAB Miller and Pepsi-Cola and Dow Chemical and York Snow and many of the other biologists and corporate people of food and water. At Davos, Switzerland, the decision was made about the use of water in the world, and the fact that what I've talked about from the very first day that I came on air, that the future oil is water, and Davos, by the way, that was in the year 2006. I was fortunate to be on Republic Broadcasting Network to start out. And for the first 10 shows, there was very great discussions about the next world war over water and the concept of the human suffering that was being promulgated, that was being projected. At Davos, Switzerland this past week, all of those things were discussed. these are the wealthiest people in the world. Every business person who makes any decision that affects millions and millions of people was there. They're called the CEOs from around the world, and the person who was the accountant who controls the accounting system for the World Bank, Samuel DePasia, was there. He's from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and the whole point was that snow cannons suck up a lot of water, as they put it, and it's going to be about 35% of all water used on the earth is to make it convenient for skiers to ski, and so ski resorts are upset. They figure that they'll be abandoned by the year 2030, and so they want the powers that be, who really run things here at Met at Davos, Switzerland, to change that. Of course, Coca-Cola uses their contaminated systems and try to work it out for water shortages for their drinks. And that's the fact of that. So you have 19%. Their figure that they're giving is different than the one that they're giving to anyone outside their companies. But about 19% of all the water on the slopes is made from artificial processes of snow cannons. So this water, when it's placed in the sea scopes around the world, and it's contaminated, and you know, so if you have climate change as the what I call the sucker phrase for the public, it'll have an accelerator effect, actually, because if you want to talk about raising biofuels, change what is considered carbon dioxide, you're now affecting the land and food prices and the amount of water it takes to make the ethanol. Remember I talked about this, I think, 2 months ago. It takes 260 gallons of water to produce 1 liter of ethanol. Now, a liter is 1,000 cc, and so what you've done is just taken 260 gallons of water that are placed in the aquifer, which is now contaminated, and adds to the MTBE, which is already in the aquifer, which is an ethanol, a cancer-causing agent that was a result of the decision of putting that in the gasoline, and so as to extend the gasoline's effect, which, by the way, runs on 16 seconds, it's gone in a gallon of gas in an automobile. So an acre an acre of water, of course, that's an acre foot, would be 491,000 gallons of water of artificial snow. So you have what you have in the world is 17% of the Earth's surface is contaminated right off the top by 60 governments, and this is once this is a process of which to be protected for the skiers, who are the money investors in ski runs, and the comparison that's being made on the effect of the water supply that affects the food supply is the fact that the farmers, particularly in California and Central California, are planning to sell their water sell their water rather than use it for growing crops. So they plan to sell the water in such a way to increase the price of the and gain economic advantage over global buyers and sellers, which on the next hour we'll be discussing that plan, which is part of the global international commerce supported by the United States Chamber of Commerce. So the whole process here that some resorts are using water, which is laced with a bacteria, and the bacteria that they've chosen is Pseudomonas syringae. This is a bacteria which causes the water molecule to crystallize into snow at a higher temperature, and this causes the crystals to form in the artificial snow by using this bacteria. Pseudomonas syringae is a contaminant and is part of what is the development of the synthetic organism I talked about 20 minutes ago. And to rationalize the concept of taking Pseudomonas syringae to increase fake snow has been around for a while. And of course, in Davos, Switzerland, that was on the agenda by every leading CEO, and by the way, from Egyptian representatives there, who are multi-billionaires. There's five of them that control really all of the oil and the concepts and the use of the oil and water, and are totally aware how much water it takes to use to pump oil. So the environmental lawyers are trying to get people not to eat beef by claiming it's a pound of beef requires about 1,100 to 9,000 gallons of water for a pound of beef to be produced, and a pound of wheat at 466 to 2,000 gallons of water for a pound of wheat, and saying the United States has a car wash of 79 gallons of water for a car wash, and a coal-fired plant is 400 gallons of water for 1 kilowatt hour of electricity, and from a nuclear plant, 600 gallons of water for a nuclear plant. Of course, what they fail to mention in this is the fact that the carbon emission is different on the nuclear plant than the coal-fired plant. And you get more energy, but of course you have the contaminated water again. So now you have to figure out where you're going to put your contaminated water, which I talked about on the last show, on the ural molecule that goes into the human tissue, which causes direct thyroid and pancreatic cancer. So the minimum amount that the United Nations wants for each person, particularly in an industrialized country, no more than 5 gallons of water for a person to eat, bathe, and stay healthy. 5 gallons of water, and that's per day, but they want it every other day. This decision was made at Davos, Switzerland, this past week. So every business person that was in charge of the major corporations was represented there, and they figured that the way they want to do this is to have global mergers and acquisitions so that they can protect their turf in terms of their electrical power requirements for the large quantities of water. This way, if they cool a system in a nuclear power plant that might be built in a foreign country, they can control the amount of water ownership that is involved in setting up the nuclear plant. Now, China's building nuclear plants. They're on timetable of one a month, but they're building more than that per month. So what you have here is that the plan for the economics of the control of the water for the next 30 years was determined this last week, and the next war in terms of everything, and they mean it, was laid down. And in another show, I'll talk about the war plans for the future water supply of the Earth. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we will continue with Davos, Switzerland.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wynn Parker, and we're discussing the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland, that occurred this past week. And the fund managers for all the major corporations of the world have decided that, from that meeting anyway, that any foreign investment from large sovereign wealth funds will not be given to America to bail them out and to bail out us in this American world anyway. The question of a recession, of course, is just how bad will it be? And most of the Davos, Switzerland participants feel that it will be extremely severe. They're figuring it. There's a $1 trillion loss, which they won't pick up. And of course, the President Bush really tried in Saudi Arabia to increase its oil output, and but Saudi Arabia and their representative at Davos at Switzerland at the same time President Bush was in Saudi Arabia, that phone call was made not to increase the oil output. And so the Kuwait Investment Authority and the Sheikh Hamad Asad Biasan Thani, who is head of the Qatar Investment Authority, who controls now 33% of all American banks now as a result of the past 4 weeks' purchases. They don't intend to buttress up their own investments. They plan to leave it fall. You may not hear that in the press, of course, but the shares in the Deutsche Bank have fallen 37% since this decision was made. The Dubai International Corporation, the DIFSC investments, are controlled by Dubai's ruler, who is Sheikh Mohammed bin Ashrashad al-Maktoum. And Maktoum is connected to all of the world folks who are controlling most of the investments in the foreign companies that are involved in the countries that we're worried about in terms of terrorist activities. And so it makes the Dubai Investment Authority having no intention to buttress up Americans' banks in the system, because this helps the activities of their other investments in these other countries that are against us and have been against us from the very beginning. This is the real war that we are facing. It's kind of hard to believe, but it's true. You know, America's auto loans and credit cards and student loans and leveraged loans and corporate bonds on their $1 trillion loss in a form of 1 week is of no concern to the Davos, Switzerland World Forum. Last year at Davos, I talked about the private equity groups and the hedge funds, and they were interested at that time in environmental issues, but they talked about carbon footprints and forum delegates to donate about $100,000 to support a cleanup energy product in rural Indonesia. And of course, the meeting of the Kyoto Treaty was in the form of in Bali, where Indonesia is one of the greatest violators of the carbon footprint on the planet. And I think that's 25% of all carbon dioxide that floats comes out of that part of the world because of the bogs and because they destroy their forests. So when we come back on the next hour, we're going to pursue one of the consensus problems with climate change and other economic issues straight up. We'll see you at the other end of the break on Parker Pep.
With